This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. All right, I'm taking your calls for the next 45 minutes. One of the only Nick Fuentes who's filing suit on the TSA for being on the no-fly list. We're all Nick Fuentes now. It's Nick today, us tomorrow. He's popping in, and then I've got a very important special report I shot this morning that's going to premiere here, dealing with pedophile rings out in the open. Very important reporting. All this stuff. It's the quickening. It's all coming together. The mask is basically 95% off. It's insane. And then Greg Reese is going to be popping in because his report on unmasking the Illuminati has really caused a fracas, and that's a good thing. We want to get an open debate about all this stuff, and that's what we want. And so he's going to host a segment, then air his report, and then Matt Bracken takes over in the fourth hour. I have been called away to a little court hearing today. The wonders of family court. So that's why I taped something this morning, because I've got to go at 1 o'clock today. But I'll be back after that this afternoon. There is so much to cover and so much to get to. Now we've got loaded phone lines here. John says daughter and friends had reactions to the vaccines. Francesca is a nurse, works in nursing home, has comments on vaccines. Travis is a medical worker and grandmother had reactions. Athena is a mother-in-law, has heart problems after vaccine. James is in Iowa, pregnant sister, had baby, now baby has seizures. Nicole in Florida, husband is a nurse, mother-in-law took vaccine. Brian is in Pennsylvania, is a nurse, wife is a doc, vaccines and COVID madness. And we're getting the other callers, Beth and Natasha and Rick and Nick, exactly what they're calling about. Mike is a retired medical worker. On topic of vaccine and shedding, we're going to go directly to your calls as soon as we come back, because I don't want to cut you short. I want to make sure we can get right to you. So just boom, tell your story, tell your point, and we will jump to the next person. And then I've got some good news, and let me just start getting to that now. Cheney's faced the boot in Washington. Not just Cheney, but her husband and the whole family and the wife and all of them. Wyoming hasn't looked much better. Liz Cheney fall shows that Trump is here to stay. So the whole family, we're told, is like God, like John McCain's family. The daughter, the mother, all of them. We had to listen and do, you know, everything they say. But the fact that she has been removed from the leadership is a good thing. They have polls in her so-called home state, where she's a congresswoman, where 89% don't like her. CNN polls have them at 70-some percent don't like her. She's a joke. We don't want neocon, warmongering tyrants anymore. We're sick of the Frank Luntz-type Republicans that are basically just Democrats masquerading as Republicans, Democrats that love war. Well, the Democrats now officially do that, too. So who needs Cheney anymore when you've got Barack Obama and all the rest of them? So that is a good thing. And people are like, oh, my gosh, Trump is so powerful, and everybody he endorses wins by giant margins in special elections. Yes, that's why we need to be supportive of Trump, to stay political, to stay engaged, to stay involved, because they're trying to indict his inner circle to put pressure on him to pull out and let them have control of the Republican Party. So that's a great good thing Trump is doing, is not backing down. That's why they're getting ready to probably indict Giuliani and then Don Jr. So I say I have a love-disgust relationship with Trump. I love Trump. I think he's a good guy. He means well. But on the vaccines, he stepped in it. And on the censorship, he didn't do anything. He still is being nice to Rubio and other neocon Republicans. So we need, however we can, on his new website, the president's desk, and all the rest of it, to reach out to him with feedback and say, we want you to still be hardcore. We want you to realize you got bamboozled by these so-called shots. It's really going to hurt you as the evidence comes out. He needs to realize he was wrong now. We really need you to continue the purge of the neocons. So again, we need to keep Trump very close to us. He is our friend. We need to keep him very, very close, but with tough love. We'll be right back. Last week, I had a caller to my radio/TV transmission, and he said to me, he said, Alex, there's all these facts and all these numbers and vaccines being recalled and people dying from it and people getting sick. How do I reach out to my friends and family and explain to them and to warn them about the danger? And I said to him something very profound because it's so true. Trust your gut, trust your spirit. What the Bible tells us. And I said, ask those friends, those family, those neighbors, do you feel good about this vaccine? And his answer was, no, they don't feel good about it. So go with your gut. Well, let me ask you again. How's your gut feel about getting storable food? How's your gut feel about getting out in the countryside? How's your gut feel about getting guns and ammo to protect yourself? Well, I know what your gut's telling you. We have the best storable food at the highest quality at the lowest price you're going to find. 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now or PrepareWithAlex.com. Go with your gut and fund the InfoWar. InfoWarsStore.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, Austin, broadcasting worldwide, I'm Alex Jones, your host. People ask me, why do you live in the new San Francisco, the new L.A.? Well, it's because my ancestors have been here since the 1820s, and my ancestors are buried here, and they're buried in Central Texas, in East Texas, in North Texas, and my family's connected to Travis and the whole nine yards, so it's really hard to abandon the state, but it is very close to turning deep evil blue via election fraud, and so that's why I still stay in my beloved state. Though I do look enviously at Florida and its ongoing awakening. That's because they got good leadership there, like DeSantis. But if you just joined us, I dropped the mega super giant bombshell that you've already all heard about in a lot of other very respected and also prestigious medical reports and studies, going back two decades, but really intensifying the last decade, that they tried to create coronavirus vaccines. This coronavirus has killed pigs, they killed cows, they killed sheep, they killed chickens, they killed geese, they killed ducks, they killed turkey. And so they've been trying to figure this out for a long time to save money. Because you get a virus in one of these big coops, you know, kill a couple hundred thousand of your chickens, you lose your ass. Well, they've been searching for decades, and when they give them to these animals, they end up dying of autoimmune diseases. Their bodies eat holes in their brains, their hearts, their lungs, and in their arteries. Overhead shot, please. Well, this just got brought to my attention. I went and checked it on the University of Texas website. This is the University of Texas Biological Research Center, Level 4, one of the most prestigious in the world. Immunization with SARS coronavirus vaccines leads to pulmonary autoimmune response. Immunopathology is what that means. And it says this had autoimmune responses in the mice. We test on mice. It's very similar to us with the way they react. And then they have to show the photos and all of it. And they have the control group, the non-control group, the control group. Those that were challenged got really sick. Those that weren't given it didn't get sick. They did a bunch of studies, and it's got all the photos of the holes eating in their lungs, their brains, and their hearts. And they say you should not try these vaccines. They did three different vaccines, three different types, and they all failed. They all killed the animals. So that's the University of Texas Department of Microbiology and Immunology, the University of Texas Medical Branch, Galveston, Texas, United States of America, Center for Biodefense, what's weapons lab, and emerging disease. The University of Texas Medical Branch, Galveston, Texas, United States of America, Department of Medicine, Baylor College of Medicine worked on it, Houston, Texas, United States of America, Department of Molecular Biology, Baylor College, so UT and Baylor, at the bioweapon lab. Level 4, bioweapon lab. Eyes low. So, what do you think of that, and what's your take, and what's your experience been as a medical worker, as a doctor, as a nurse. Let's go ahead and talk to Francesco. I really appreciate holding from Pennsylvania. Go ahead and tell us your view on this.
Hi, Mr. Jones. First of all, I've been trying to tell you this for 2 years. I was blessed enough to get through today. I have never heard you speak so much about the Lord Jesus Christ as I have in the last few years. And I have to say, it's got to be because your wife is a blessing to you. So I just wanted to say that. I've been wanting to tell you that for a couple of years now. But I've been in long-term care for about 30 years, mostly geriatric nursing. I've never seen anything like this. It scares me to death. My residents got the Pfizer shot, the first one in January, and then they got the second one in February. And all of them started with people who are normally coherent, alert, and oriented. You would talk to them. It was like they weren't even in the room with you. They were incoherent. It was like your words were going right through them. One of my residents in particular was fine one day, got the second shot. I was off for a couple of days. I came back. They said he was dead. My coworkers who have gotten the Pfizer shot are complaining of tingling in their hands, tingling in their feet. They're missing a lot of work. They're calling out left and right. One of the nurses I work with on a regular basis says she can't even work in her garden anymore because her hands are numb. So, I mean, this is horrific.
And, of course, they tell you what that is. That's Guillain-Barré.
No, not in this case. She's not the only one. There are other nurses that are also complaining of the
situation. Well, listen, you're the nurse. You know more than I do. I'm just saying they admit these shots have been causing Guillain-Barré, which is people getting numb. But please continue.
Yeah, and these people are, I mean, having trouble walking, some of these nurses. And they're young people. They're young. They're in their 30s, early 40s. Some of them are in their 20s. And, you know, so many of my colleagues and coworkers that I've talked to before the vaccine was given out, you know, they swore up and down they weren't going to get it. Oh, no, I'm not going to get it. It's experimental. I'm not going to put that poison in my body. They all got it. Why? I don't understand.
Well, I would warn those that have already gotten it. The more they take, the more they're going to get sick. The studies are there. China won't take the mRNA vaccine. Neither will India. They've banned it. So when they act like you're a weirdo for not wanting to do it, they're wrong. What have you done? Have you refused or are you currently working?
Oh, I'm working, but I'm waiting for the day when they tell me I have to take it or I lose my job. They'll take me off the schedule. I'm sure it's coming.
Well, you know, it violates the Nuremberg Code to make you take an experimental vaccine. God bless you, ma'am, and thank you for your testimony. Well, if that wasn't showing, nothing is. And that's what I hear from people that work in nursing homes, people that work in hospitals. I'm being told the same thing. And you see it in the news, and you got it in the studies. It's not anecdotal, folks. That's why they made it emergency authorization so it didn't go through human trials, because the trials would scientifically show what happened. But they lie on TV and tell you, oh, it's been tested. It's totally safe. No one's ever gotten hurt. I'm John Oliver. Don't listen to Alex Jones. Wow. Just showed you the University of Texas. They go, oh, this is a different vaccine. Really? People are getting blood clots and heart attacks with all of the two different types, mRNA and virus vector. China and others are doing whole virus, which is radiated. So did Australia. They had to pull it because people were getting HIV false positive tests because it's a cold virus with HIV delivery system welded onto it. We told you 14 months ago because that's what all the scientists that scanned it said. All right. Let's talk to Travis in Wisconsin. Travis, thanks for holding her on the air. You're a medical worker. Tell us what's going on.
Hey, Alex. Long-time listener, first-time caller. I'm kind of nervous, but sorry about that. I've been working in the caregiving business since I was 18 years old, and I haven't seen anything like this, man. It's insane. during the first wave of COVID, we had, I think, probably 5 or 6 months where nobody was infected. And then we had probably, I think, 4 or 5 cases. And I had one gentleman who was 100 years old, no symptoms whatsoever. We had to quarantine everybody in the whole place. He recovered. He's still living. I had another lady in her mid-80s, no symptoms, totally recovered, fine. Everybody recovered just fine. And then we have this Satan shot, I guess you'd say. And I had one man passed out on his, for God's sakes. And he was gone for a couple of months and came back. I don't understand what's going on with this thing. Everybody's waking up to it. Everybody that's in my facility, you know, they say something's not right here. I got one family that I take care of, their parents. He runs a funeral home locally here. And I just so happened to talk to him yesterday. And him and his wife were like, yeah, something's not right here. Something's not adding up. And, you know, I just wanted to make my
Let me guess, they're now seeing more dead bodies than they were supposedly under COVID with the old people dying, because that's what we're seeing. And now they're saying, oh, people are dying of COVID, but most people in the hospital actually are there from the COVID vaccine.
Right, yeah. And it's everybody that I talk to, I mean, I shouldn't say everybody, but, you know, I'd say probably at least 70% are waking up to the fact that it just, the math doesn't add up.
Well, protect those old people. Protect those old people. They're going to order you to keep shooting them up till they die. It's a giant test, a Milgram experiment. We'll be right back.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD, powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Just broke out of the official Communist Chinese Daily. The Communist Chinese government is telling its population you don't have to take the vaccines. Less than 5% of the Japanese have taken it. They know what's going on, and they've banned the U.S. vaccines in China, so has India, because they know, I guess China runs the U.S. now, this is a bioweapon attack to stun us, poison us, and give us so many sick people. We will fully collapse from this if we don't. Hell, they've already shot up probably 40% of the public. And then we've got such Stockholm syndrome. I mean, this is just insane. University of Texas officially put out a report 9 years ago, saying you can't take any COVID vaccines, any coronavirus vaccines, because it causes your body to attack itself. Let's talk to a medical doctor, they say. She goes by Jeff. Says family is all medical workers on vaccines. So thanks for joining us from South Carolina.
Hi, Alex. I don't know if you remember, but we spoke, I think, like 2 months ago now on one of your shows for about 20, 25 minutes. There was a segment where I was speaking about COVID vaccines and previous type of COVID vaccines in the veterinary community. My grandmother had passed away after the COVID vaccine.
That's right. I remember you were on for several segments. Yes. I really appreciate you coming on.
Yes. Yeah. So I've been trying to call for the last week, and this is just serendipitous that I called and got on right away. I wanted to give y'all and the whole audience an update. Since my grandmother passed away, my great uncle passed away in the same exact scenario within 2 weeks of receiving the Pfizer first COVID vaccine. He was actually more clinically healthy, but the same situation, came down with COVID-like symptoms and died, and he was COVID negative. And yet that side of my family still cannot understand that maybe the COVID vaccine was part of it. I know plenty of people since then who have had pretty significant reactions, from crazy appendicitis leading to a septic abdomen to tinnitus, which I just heard last night. I mean, Tucker Carlson was talking about it. Apparently tinnitus, like one third of the whole tinnitus or ringing in your ears cases that have been reported so far this year, have all potentially been COVID vaccine related.
And for folks who don't know, that's usually when nerves are dying or being eaten. I mean, this is causing an autoimmune response all over the body. That's what the UT study says. What do you think of them knowing this study from a bioweapons research lab on par and above the Wuhan lab? This was a global advisory by the lab that protects against these things saying don't do it.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the thing is, we know about this, but right now this is all about social pressure. And what I specifically wanted to speak about is being in South Carolina. I don't know if you know this or if your listeners know this, but Houston Methodist in Texas is the big hospital system that's been in the news over the last month or two months about requiring mandatory COVID vaccines for employees. So the Medical University of South Carolina, which is the largest hospital system in South Carolina, has also come out requiring their hospital staff, including all contractors to the hospital. So it's not entirely clear when they say contractors, do they just mean medical staff, or do they also mean lay people who come and service the building, to be vaccinated by June of 2021. This came down the pipeline within the last couple weeks. Originally, they put out an email saying it was just for their management staff and their leadership staff.
Sure, they always are expanding it. That's the plan of this. So bottom line here, are people waking up that this is experimental, it violates the Nuremberg Code, and you can show them mainline studies saying don't do it?
Absolutely. People definitely are, especially because now it's in our backyard. I think even those who say that they've been awake this whole time, you're not really going to understand how this is rapidly falling apart, and you're quickly going to be expected to do things against your will or lose your job and your way to support your family, which is something that my personal family is struggling with right now because of this. The issue is, on a statewide level, those of us who have been trying to get in with local committee people, local elections, sending letters to local representatives, even Henry McMaster, these bills for protecting people, especially healthcare workers, against being required to take this mandatory COVID experimental gene therapy have not been passed through in Congress.
Well, listen, I appreciate you calling. I'm glad you got on. If you want to come on as a guest and keep your name private, stay on. We'll get your number. If not, I understand. I appreciate your call. We're going to move to get everybody on. But, ladies and gentlemen, this doesn't protect you from COVID-19. You don't go back to normal when you get it. And you certainly, your body is going to be riddled with problems. They picked something that attacks the cardiovascular system. It's going to kill a lot of old people right away. But it's going to kill others down the road. And then as they say, you got to get more, because it, quote, doesn't work. Well, it is working. It gives you cardiovascular disease, amongst other things. And it attacks your uterus. This is it. That's why the former VP of Pfizer says it's a depopulation weapon. Go to the live show feed of the broadcast. Put it back on screen, please. With the headline, Global Bombshell, University of Texas research team warns coronavirus vaccines cause massive heart attacks, strokes, blood clots. It says it. It says don't take it. It's definitive. And under the live show feed, scroll down, under the video of the show that you share is the study. It's on that page. Save some lives now. Fight back. That's why they've been censoring everybody. They can only get away with this covert attack if no one's warning them. I can say shame on Google, Facebook, and Twitter, but they're all on board with this. I mean, think of the employees there going along with this. This is just madness. This is total depopulation. All right, who's been holding the longest here? Go ahead and talk to Brian in PA as a nurse. Wife is a doc. Tell us what you're seeing.
Yes, sir. How are you doing, Alex?
I'm pretty freaked out. Go ahead.
Yeah, me too. So I'm a healthcare worker in long-term care. So I've seen the virus, I've seen the vaccine come along, and I've had to deal with all the guidances that we have to, as employers, deal with from the CDC, Centers for Medicare and Medicaid, and the government. And side note: my wife, being a practitioner, dealing with other practitioners, are seeing people with otherwise no known positive features for a blood clot have blood clots. And she's like, you know, they're talking about it amongst themselves. And I said, well, who are you reporting it to?
Is there anything? Do me a favor, you're kind of muffling your phone. Talk right into it.
Sorry. So it's, the question is, who are you reporting it to? Who can you report it to? Well, no one, because basically it's going to go, it's not going to be correlated to the vaccine. So if this would have been a normal vaccine study over years and years and years, we would have percentages and numbers and age groups of people having all these associated side effects. But now we're not going to. Now we're going to see all these people, and the doctors are going to know, but they're never going to correlate. They're going to say, well, that guy had.
That's right. And then when the doctor complains, they're going to get censored or fired. They thought this out. They've wargamed it all out. That's why they didn't do this long-term study. That's why they didn't do the animal study, because UT and Wuhan and Chapel Hill and everybody already did it. And they found, wow, this kills the animals. They went, perfect. Give it to the humans. Isn't that diabolical, brother?
It's sad. It's just sad. And now we're dealing with, you know, reopening and guidances and how to deal with vaccinated versus unvaccinated. And what it's coming down to now is more division and labeling people. Well,
oh yeah. Oh, the Yankees, the Mets, you aren't vaccinated. You go to a separate area. You don't get the good seats. It's yes. And everybody's, I mean, are the medical workers not seeing through this? I mean, it makes people sick. It kills people. It's in the studies. It does it. And that's why they didn't do the studies, because they already did the studies. You understand that?
I think they're getting that psychologically forced into it. Maybe some of them are as weak as, well, I really wanted to go on my vacation to the Caribbean, so I'll get it.
Exactly. Folks, do not take it. It's bioweapon. Thank you, sir. 14 months ago, I began to say on the broadcast every day, when the first world collapses, the third world dies. We have such a complex civilization with so many billions of moving parts that when you shut down the first world, it causes a chain reaction that will devastate the third world and really hurt the first world. Well, now you're hearing about gas shortages all over the United States. That's because the companies and the systems and the drivers that could barely get the job done before delivering gas have been shut down. Plus, the Keystone Pipeline's been shut down, along with other pipelines. The left is now blowing up dams across the U.S. We're being shut down. Our
coal power plants are off as well. Ladies and gentlemen, prepare to be a total slave. The third world is imploding as well. The borders have been removed. Until you wake up, this is a globalist Chi-Com takeover, Great Reset, you have no hope. They're announcing that there will be less than two-thirds of the gas needed this summer. So they told you that you're under lockdown one way or another, and CNN laughed at you and your family.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bill Gates said he wants to depopulate the planet. The UN wants to do it. The globalists want to do it. But we know it's a specific attack on Europe, Australia, New Zealand, and the U.S. That's where they're hitting people with the mRNA vaccines and the virus vector vaccines. And China, in fact, guys, I saw the article printed for me. Bring it out, please. China just came out and told its provinces, do not do forced inoculations and don't try to threaten people with social credit score to do it. But that's what's happening here. Because we're the target. We're meant to be gotten rid of, and it's actuated and designed to really hit baby boomers that are retiring now or hitting retirement age to kill you. It's a very sophisticated bioweapon in these vaccines. And the facts are coming in. You're hearing the medical workers. You're seeing the studies. I mean, this is the reality. And they wouldn't have gotten away with this without the censorship. That's why it's life and death. You download the video today of this interview and these calls, and you share it, and you take clips of it, and you put it on Twitter and Facebook and YouTube. So what if you get banned? You're going to be killed anyways. Put it out on Reddit. Put it out on BitChute. Have your neighbors over and download it and show it to them on your big screen TV. This is a war. Get out of your comfort zone. Let's go in the order the calls have been received. Really appreciate you all calling in. James in Iowa, tell us about your pregnant sister and what happened.
How's it going, Alex? First-time caller. I just want to start out by saying thank you for waking me up. I haven't really been into politics until the whole COVID thing happened. I started listening to you, and you just really woke me up. So about a month ago, my sister, she took the Pfizer vaccine, and about 2 weeks later after she took it, her baby started having seizures. And they're trying to link it to, you know, her husband. It runs in his family. But I just think it's kind of weird that after a week of her taking the vaccine, the baby started having these seizures.
You know what type she took?
Pfizer.
Yeah, that's the mRNA vaccine. That's what I thought I heard you say. The Pfizer specifically in their own public trials, they didn't do real trials, they just gave the public, said we do have concern about shedding, we have concern about breastfeeding women. And did I hear you right? Was she breastfeeding?
So she pumped and dumped for like 2 days after she took the vaccine, and I told her, I'm like, it's not going to do anything. It gets in your DNA. Like, and that's the reason she took it. She's like, well, I want to protect my baby. You know, I want to protect him from COVID. And I'm like, you know, kids don't get it. Like, it doesn't.
Oh, CNN's headline was like, young people and mothers should take it to protect babies. Yeah, you're going to. So, and I'm not laughing at your sister. I'm just laughing at how women think the system loves them and it's totally killing them. And so the baby was fine and then had convulsions after breast milk?
Yeah, so he started having seizures, and they're minor seizures at first. So they took him into the hospital and they gave him some seizure medicine. Huh. And then it took care of it for 3-4 days. And then my mom was watching him, because she's off a couple days a week and watches them. And she was watching him and noticed that he started having seizures again, and they were, you know, more intense and more severe. So he went back in again. So they switched the medicine.
Well, here's the deal. Obviously, she's still breastfeeding.
Formula and see if it changes anything.
Yeah, no, she needs to stop breastfeeding, and it'll probably stop. God bless you, sir. I got to jump everybody on. We could talk for 10 hours, couldn't we? You know, I promised to take my 4-year-old daughter fishing. I forgot this Saturday, so I'm not coming in to do a special 3-4-hour commercial-free show so all you guys can call in. But if the crew tells me a time that they can come in Friday night or maybe Sunday night, I should, you know what? Sunday night, I should do the Sunday night live that Owen usually does. It only has 6 minutes and adds an hour anyways. And so Sunday night, 4 to 8 p.m., I will do nothing but take calls to give us, you love the vaccine or you hate it. And you hear, of course, what you're getting is one horrible story after another. Then I have the actual UT science. This isn't anecdotal. They say don't take it. It'll cause seizures, cause blood clots. It'll cause brain damage. It'll cause your body to attack your own self. And the baby drinks that in with mother's milk that it takes to totally absorb. The first few months of mother's milk has colostrum. All of her immunity is given to the baby. It's the ultimate vaccine, and now it's getting mRNA to attack his own little proteins. Man, turning the mother's milk into poison. And they even, Pfizer says it's that, but they don't tell you, do they? Because they know she's not going to go, I want to protect my baby from COVID. How many women have to die? How many men? How many babies? Actually, folks are going to like it. The more die, we're seeing people go, well, I had a miscarriage when I took the shot. If I'm pregnant again, I'll take one again. Never admitting you're wrong. Just doubling down, doubling down, doubling down. Heard that medical doctor call in. Her family, when her mother died, and then now the uncle died. But the family's like, we're going to keep giving the old folks these shots. Damn it, we're not going to stop. Ever. Because we're not going to admit we helped kill somebody. We're not going to admit we're wrong. We never do that. The media told us it's the right thing to do. Lee in Oklahoma is a paramedic. What's your view? What are you seeing?
Appreciate everything that you've done for everybody, Alex. We appreciate you greatly.
Oh, brother, I'm under attack, too. I need you to get out of this. You need me. We're all under attack. It'd be like we're all in a lifeboat with a hole in it. We're trying to plug the hole, and we're bailing water, and you're thanking me. I'm trying to put a plug. You're like, thank you for plugging the boat. And I'm like, Lee, we're in this damn boat together. Thank you, too. Go ahead.
Well, longtime paramedic, been a paramedic about 30 years, highly educated guy. I tried to express to people about what's going on. I explained to them, hey, I'm a longtime healthcare professional. I've got a lot of education behind me. It's taught me how to research. And people still look at you like you're crazy. And, you know, we transport a lot of people, a lot of elderly people. So one of the things that I've gone to asking patients now, whenever they present with severe weakness, severe respiratory difficulty, nausea, vomiting. Basically, I'll ask, have you had the COVID shot? Yes, we've had the COVID shot. A lot of these patients that we're seeing are COVID shot-related patients. You know, I mean, they present with debilitating weakness. You know, it's hard to pin down exactly when death happened. You know, it's like, you know, some, you know, a couple of weeks, some a couple of days after the fact. These nursing homes just push this vaccine like crazy. My wife and I have basically sold our property and are literally moving off the grid because we know that it's going to eventually come to the point that we are not, my employers are going to push me to taking this vaccine. And I refuse to take it. We'll never take this thing. I've seen too much bad outcome. But our bosses get on Facebook and they present themselves, showing themselves like we're heroes. You know, we're taking these vaccines. We're taking these shots. You guys should do the same. No, I won't. I refuse to. And me and my wife, we've prepared that we're going to eventually, I'm probably going to lose my job. And that's pretty much where we're at with it. We refuse to take it.
Well, you're not the only one. The biggest exodus out of the cities ever has happened, and we're going to form our own communities, and we're going to watch everybody else sadly die. And that's the really sad part about folks living under Stockholm Syndrome, Lee, is they won't listen. Warn those families, warn those people, warn old folks you see, warn others. God bless you. Let's jam in another call. Let's go ahead and talk to Rebecca in Minnesota. Go ahead, Rebecca. She's a nurse.
Okay, I'm going to go down the line here quick. Three issues with the Pfizer vaccination that I've personally experienced. My friend, who is a nurse also, has issues now with her breast, and her mammograms have been positive and suspicious. My other nurse friend has tested positive after her first shot, and my third friend, her mom just passed away, sadly, 2 weeks after the second Pfizer shot from a massive heart attack, and she has never had a cardiac history. Here are some other experiences from people that I'm closely in contact with. They have, my mom has not taken the vaccine.
Rebecca, don't hang up. I've got Nick Fuentes popping on with an update for one segment, but I'm going to come back to you because you're everything you said, they admit heart attacks, they admit the breast and the uterus swelling up, they say, oh, don't worry, it's not cancer, and they admit the other things you were mentioning. So you're dead on target, and you're a nurse, and people need to hear this, and I can hear it in your voice. My voice is quivering, too. This, we're being killed, and it's through the system we're supposedly trusting, the medical system. And the medical people are going to be the key to turning this around because they know what's going on. We'll be right back.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, I'll give Bill Gates and the UN and the globalists this. They've got Weibos the size of the Grand Canyon or size of the Grand Tetons, the size of the planet. UT, official bioweapons lab, level 4, found that all coronavirus vaccines cause bleeding in the lungs, the brain, the heart, and blood clots on a massive scale. In some cases, the majority of lab rats died. And that's the headline. Immunization with SARS coronavirus vaccines leads to pulmonary immunopathology with all the challenged subjects, all the lab animals. That is from 2012. And there's a bunch of other reports coming out. They knew this. They did it. That way they can plausibly deny when your loved one has a heart attack or a stroke or a blood clot, and you see what's coming out with all the vaccines. Please don't forget we're listener-supported. Turbo Force, 10 hours clean energy, back in stock, 40% off. Also, we have the great Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade fish oil, great for your heart, your brain, your whole body. It is 50% off, and X2, the good halogen, 50% off, and, of course, vitamin D3 for your immune system, winter sun, back in stock. 50% off as well. That funds the operation. All right. I was going to get him on for an hour today, and I appreciate him joining us. But I've got to have Greg Reese and others, the special reports I cut coming this morning because I got called away with a family court thing I got to deal with. You know, I'm always under siege here. That's fine. But that's coming up, and I'll be back this afternoon. But she's just there to give us an update and some breaking news. Nick Fuentes put on a no-fly list. They won't even tell him why. They now admit he's on a no-fly list. And so he has retained a prominent civil rights lawyer, Norm Pattison. They have a big announcement to make. So thanks for coming on, Nick.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Make the big announcement for us, please.
Absolutely, yes. So I was on your show last week to talk about my placement on the no-fly list, which we suspect was for political reasons. And you brought on the great lawyer, Norm Pattison, and we got a chance to talk a little bit. And I actually gave him a call after your show, and I've now retained him to represent me in a case against the TSA. And we should be filing, I believe, next week. So we're going to take it to the courts against the TSA and the federal government.
Give us updates on what's happened to you, because now we have this new Pentagon report I covered in the first hour from DARPA saying anyone that thinks the government's corrupt or is too big or overstepped its bounds will be targeted by the Pentagon, by the CIA, and by a Black Lives Matter leader who is now in command of them. I mean, I read this DARPA report and just it was even worse than I thought it could be.
Absolutely. And it gets worse, it seems, with each passing day. And it's, you know, it's interesting because I used to talk about this on my show a lot. I know that a lot of my viewers used to say things like during the 2020 election, they would say, well, you know, maybe it's not such a bad thing if Biden gets elected because things are going to have to get worse before they get better, before people are going to wake up and see what's going on. And, you know, I used to say on my show that what's going to happen first and foremost right out of the gate is that life is going to get a lot harder, a lot faster for people like you and I, actually, for people like you, Alex, and people like me, for the real dissidents, for the real people that are challenging the American regime and the American system. It's going to get much worse very quickly for us before anybody else. And this is exactly what you're seeing. At a breakneck pace, the Biden administration is using the full weight of the federal government now to persecute anybody that opposes and dissents against their regime, against their administration. And, you know, for a long time, it was big tech censorship. It was sort of this corporate tyranny that was working against conservatives, working against patriots, right-wing people, even under the Trump administration. But now people are seeing what that looks like when it's not just the corporate tyrants, but it's also with the full assent and the full sort of complicity of the federal government behind it as well. And I just saw a report last week, which I covered on my show, which said that now the DHS, Department of Homeland Security, is going and they're using private contractors, using private companies to spy on patriots, on people that are dissenting against the regime.
And then if they get the designation, you are now a domestic terrorist. I mean, I read this and it read like a cartoon of like what bad guys would be in like a novel or something. I mean, they literally say if they don't trust the government and believe it's too big, they are terrorists and we need to take them out. And anyone that thinks that the nation state should be here is a white supremacist. I mean, it reads like a cartoon book.
Literally, yeah, it literally does. It reads like, you know, the most alarmist predictions of what the left would become, where the government would go from 10, 20, 30 years ago, and it's transpiring and right now.
What are they doing? Biden goes, whites don't get any farm aid. Whites don't get any student aid. Whites, I mean, they're actually just announcing whites are bad all over TV.
It's true. It's true. And we've been saying this for years. Whites are now being targeted. I think it's basically the creation of like this racial caste system in America, because clearly there's these double standards where there's one set of rules that applies to one group of people and one set of rules that applies to everybody else. And you look at like the BLM protests last year. This is maybe the best example. And these people are tearing up Portland, Seattle, Chicago, D.C., Minneapolis, famously. And it's BLM and it's Antifa, and that's just fine. You know, they go out in the middle of Seattle, and they call it the Capitol Hill or the Capitol Autonomous Zone. And they literally declare, I mean, what else do you call that other than an insurrection when they say, we're declaring we have our own autonomy? And the fire department, when they declared the Autonomous Zone, said that they wouldn't even shut off their water, their electricity. They said they wouldn't even move in and disrupt the barricades. They were allowed to declare their own autonomous country in the middle of a major city. And that was last year. That was Antifa BLM. This year, you've got a protest at the Capitol, which the most that you could say is it was a protest that got a little bit out of hand. There was trespassing and there was disorderly conduct. These are misdemeanors. Hardly represents
but a they call it the insurrection, and they show photos of you and I at the Georgia Capitol with State Rep Jones and go, look at them directing the attack in the Capitol. I want them in prison. I want them dead. People go, hey, that's from November 18th, and they just ignore it. And then mainstream media runs with it and says, there they are in the Capitol. It's just, they've decided to just do whatever's evil. Like, whatever the maximum default evil is, they're doing it. Where is this? And it seems like it's working. Everyone just bows down and says, I'm sorry. You're right. I'm evil.
It is. It is working. And that's the scary thing, is that most of the population is just going along with this. It's disturbing because, you know, there used to be a time when people had some kind of a grasp on this concept that the government is going to accuse its opponents and people that dissent against it of being terrorists, of being violent, of being a threat. And there was a time when people understood, liberals and conservatives, that that was always going to be the pretext to criminalize dissent, that all the government has to do is say, well, anybody that criticizes us, anybody that's against us is a threat to society, they're a terrorist, and that justifies, that's the pretext for ever-expanding government control, ever-expanding tyranny. There was a time when people understood that. Now people are just readily going along with it, and I see it on Twitter all the time. When I got put on the no-fly list for, like, no good reason, for obvious political motivations, I have leftists, liberals, even some conservatives that don't like me in my replies saying, well, you know, maybe you broke the rules. You ever thought maybe you should have worn a mask on the plane, or, hey, maybe you should have declared an insurrection or something like that. They are weaponizing the no-fly list.
That's right. Let's be clear. No judge, no jury. They won't even tell you why you're on it. They're like, well, he deserves it. Thinking if they grovel the system, they'll be all right. This is anti-American, anti-freedom, toady behavior, but you got a good lawyer, you're going to file suit. There's a process here, and people should support you and, you know, buy some of those great America First hats you have. I love them. I'm America First. We're all America First here. And support you, because your fight is our fight.
Yeah, absolutely. And thanks so much for saying that. Yeah, we're on America First now live. We have our hats at NicholasJFuentes.com. And it is so important because, you know, we're going up against the whole system, as you know, and I'm sure that you're in a similar situation. We've got the entire beast, the entire system bearing down on us. It's the corporate tyrants. It's the federal government. And, you know, somebody like me, I'm an independent operation, much like yourself. And so when it comes to that, we all have to stick together. And that's
absolutely.
Why
let me add this in closing. You're going to be on next week for a full hour with us. If you can't fly down here, maybe we'll send a bus to get you. But seriously, now they're coming out and saying, use the Pentagon and the same groups against vaccine dissenters. The exact same playbook. They're criminalizing dissent on even medical issues now.
You've been saying it for decades. You've been warning about this stuff for decades, the war on our biological integrity, and that's exactly right. They're going to show up to your house, and they're going to stick you with the needle, I'm sure at gunpoint, within this decade. That's where all this is.
The contact tracers are coming next year when they release the new virus that Gates promises is coming. All right, Nick Fuentes, we're going to talk to you again very, very soon, as soon as the suit gets filed. We really appreciate you. Stay in contact.
All right. Thank you so much. I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Thank you. All right, there he goes. Yeah, we're all in this together. So promote his show. Promote my show. Start your own show. Whatever you do, speak out. Get involved. Every little bit counts. Every order at InfoWarsStore.com gets a bunch of bumper stickers. In fact, I just told them today, order even more. We're going to put even more free bumper stickers in every order just to get them out there. Third Dimension, fight back. All right, more of your calls. I'm going to get a few more in here. Finish it with Rebecca and a few others. And then my special report on pedophilia hidden in plain view.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.